Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Magandang araw sa ating mga tagapakinig at maligayang araw ng kasarinlaan ng Pilipinas sa lahat po ng ating mga kababayan. Nasa isang mahalagang bahagi tayo ng kasaysayan, kaya espesyal ang ating panauhin ngayong umaga. Dating naglingkod bilang Commissioner of the National Commission for Culture and the Arts, Philippine Centennial Commission and UNESCO National Commission of the Philippines, naglingkod din po siya bilang trustee ng Philippine National Museum. Ngayon, isa po siya sa mga kilalang food historian at manunulat sa bansa na may akda ng librong Vision of the Possible, Legacies of the Philippine Freedom. Naku, hindi ko na maisa-isa pero ilan lang yan sa marami pang pagkilala kay Feliz Prudente Santa Maria. Magandang-magandang umaga, Ma'am Feliz.
Ay, magandang umaga, Edinel. Kumusta kayong lahat dyan sa may Australia?
Naku, maraming salamat po sa pagpapa-unlock. Isang malaking karangalan na makapanayam namin kayo dito sa Radyo SBS. Ngayon marami po tayong tatalakayin dahil nga espesyal ang pagdiriwang ng Araw ng Kalayaan, pag-uusapan din natin ang mga katangian ng mga Pilipino na naghatid sa ating kasarinlan at ang mga pagkaing naging bahagi na ng ating kasaysayan. Pero bago po yan, Ma'am Feliz, ito ang una kong tanong. Maaari po ba naming malaman ano ang trabaho ng isang historian?
Bilang isang historian, alam mo, ano yan, para kang detective.
Hmm.
You look for clues to find out what really happened. Ganon.
Wow.
Kung sa pagkain, kung sa politika, kung sa kultura, hahanapin yung mga ebidensya. Tapos pagbubuo-buon yung mga ebidensya na yan, and from the evidence, you get a story. So yan ang mga gawa namin.
Wow, parang ibang level ng pananaliksik po ito. Ano? I know 1970s pa, aktibo na kayo sa pananaliksik at pagsulat. Pero paano po ba kayo nagsimulang na in love sa kasaysayan?
Naswertehan ako, Edinel, kasi ang aking mga guro mula nung high school, the ones who were teaching me history, were all fantastic. Fantastic historians. So imagine if you're a young teenager, you're only mga 11 years old, 12 years old, di ba, in high school, and then your professor has a master's. Iba, iba yan. And then when you get into university, I was 15, no? In first year college. Aba, my professor was Mila Guerrero. She is such a well-known historian. She was so inspiring. So I did not become a professional historian. But I love to read about history. Saka yung ibubuo mo, you'll read something, kunyari, about food, then you read something about the weather, and then you read something about social unrest, and you go, ay, kaya pala ang nangyari, nagutom silang lahat, kasi nagkaroon ng maraming masamang panahon. So you put the evidence together, and you come up with the story, with the conclusion.
See?
Yun ang kasaysayan. Then you find, oh, ito yung ginawa nila noon. The response was repeated 50 years later, 100 years later. Kung ganon ng ganon ng ganon yung response, that must be part of who we are.
Ngayon pong Kalayaan Week, isa sa mga naging tema namin ay maipakilala yung mga taong may natatanging katangiang Pinoy. Pero kung magbabalik-tanaw po tayo, ano nga ba itong mga katangian at pananaw sa buhay ng mga Pilipino noon na naghatid o nagudyok sa atin para makamit ang ating kalayaan?
The most sublime na interpretation of the Philippine independence movement, meaning yung independence from Spain, independence from the US, no? I think the most sublime interpretation is one of securing freedom to do good only. Importante yung konsepto na yan eh. Meron tayong kalayaan, meron tayong kasarinlan, we have freedom, we have independence to do only what is good. Yun ay hindi salita ko. Hindi ko invento yan. That was written by the great Apollinari. Apolinario Mabini. He wrote, "Freedom is the right to do good only." Ang ibig sabihin nun din is whatever underlies, whatever Filipinos do as they take control of their government, as they take control of their present, as they try to take control of the future, Filipinos taking care of themselves, not foreigners determining what to do, no? Kailangan isipin natin yung sabi ni Mabini. It has to be with the sense of goodness. What is good? What is kind? What is just? Yung buhay natin is one to do good, and by being good, we are being good citizens. Parang ganon yung isang interpretation ng why do we have freedom? Why do we celebrate it? Another thing is the independence movement. It also expresses the desire in the 19th century for international acknowledgement that genius knows no country. That is from Jose Rizal. Sabi ni Rizal, ano ba naman kayo? Akala ninyo, porque kami ay galing sa maliit na lugar na kamakailan lang kami nagkaroon ng formal education, akala ninyo, hindi kami ganyan hindi kasing runong ninyo. Hindi, kaya namin yan. We just need to have the right environment. We need to study hard. We need to be able to express ourselves. We need to be able to think deeply about our situation. So, yun ay isa pa rin mahalagang dahilan kung bakit pinilit na ang ating mga ninuno magkaroon ng kasarinlan. So, when you take those two ideas, then you realize it's really the right. Kasarinlan gives us this right to find the genius, the goodness in each one of us. You can say that ang ating kultura, di ba? Okay. Ano yung kultura? That is how a group of people, how a society, how it handles changes, how it handles its everyday challenges, how it shapes the way that it lives, choices we make as a group. When we make those choices, are we thinking about goodness? Are we thinking about other people? Are we thinking that the way we live, the way we choose to live, the way we handle ourselves every day, will that prove us to be a good Filipino, a good citizen? Alam mo, nung tinatayo namin yung National Commission for Culture and the Art, 1992 ba yan? We made it a point to explain that ang kultura ay ang ating pamana ng kagalingan at ng karangalan. Ang problema kasi ng pamana, we inherit what is bad as well as what is good. So, kailangan, we have the discernment, we have the ability to decide alin dyan sa mga minana natin ang talagang totoong kagalingan at karangalan. Yeah. See, there must be a sense of choice. That is where the discipline comes in also, no? Kasi if we are always magaling, pinakamagaling in what we do, in what we make, and we are always really marangal, no? We're very honorable. We're very noble in how we treat other people and in how we treat our environment and in how we treat ourselves. Then, we are showing to the world what a Filipino is and showing to the world why it was so important that we became independent and that we can use that independence for the sake of the kagalingan and the karangalan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, napakasarap pong marinig yung mga paliwanag ninyo para mabuksan yung isip natin sa mas malalim na pag-unawa ng ating kasaysayan at ng ating kalayaan. Sana ganito din ang feeling ng mga nasa bagong henerasyon, ano? Speaking of new generation, sa tingin nyo ba, Ma'am Feliz, malaki ba ang gap ng bawat generation sa kanilang kaalaman tungkol sa ating kasaysayan?
Every generation, magkakaroon yan, syempre, ng ibang pananaw.
Mm-hmm.
sa kanilang pinanggalingan, sa kanilang ethnicity, sa kanilang personal na kasaysayan. What people forget is that one of the responsibilities we have individually is passing on what we know of our kagalingan and karangalan, what we know of our pamana.
Mm-hmm. No?
And it is a known fact among people who study culture and who advocate culture that each generation has to learn its culture from zero. Kaya minsan, ma-importante yung mga lolo at lola. Lolo and lola transferred cultural memory to a child, okay? Sa apo nila. Ngayon, yung apo na yan, eh baka maging lolo and lola rin yan. O magiging mentor ng isang mas bata sa kanila. So, yung dating bata, siya ngayon ang cultural mentor. Siya na yung magta-transfer ng memory ng lolo and lola. And it goes on and on and on.
Ibig sabihin, napakahalaga na maibahagi natin sa ating mga kababayan, lalong-lalo na sa mga nakababata, yung halaga ng ating kalayaan at para din mapanatili ito. Ngayon po, ano ang mensahe ninyo para sa ating mga kababayan?
Basta, mga kababayan, mga kapwa Filipino, no? We come from a very honorable history. We come from very honorable ancestors. We can prove that in history. Of course, there's always the good and the bad. There's always the balasubas. But there is always the people triumphing. Somehow, if you study Philippine history, you will be very proud that when things got really bad, the Filipinos of that generation knew exactly what to do. And in the end, they won. They gave us a chance to pick up and do better. I'd like to think that with all the Filipinos all over the world, people around the world will meet you, will like you, will be impressed by your work, impressed by your concern for other people, will be so impressed by the fact, wow, this person has Filipino ethnicity. Person has got some kind of a very special heritage in their genes. And with that, I think you will be helping all of us Filipinos find a really appreciated role in the world.
Sa ikalawang bahagi ng ating usapan, makakasama pa rin natin ang food historian na si Feliz Santa Maria Prudente at tatalakayin naman natin ang halaga ng pagkain sa ating pagka-Pilipino at kasaysayan. Hilig na nating mga Pinoy ang kumain. Sa pagpapatuloy ng ating kwentuhan, kasama ang kilalang food historian at may akda ng librong Kain na si Feliz Santa Maria Prudente, ating alamin ang halaga ng kasaysayan ng ating mga paboritong putahe. Usapang pagkain naman po tayo, sa dami-dami ng aspeto ng ating kasaysayan, paano po napunta sa food o sa pagkain ang inyong focus?
I study food in order to find out, if I study what Filipinos have been eating from as far back, as there is historical evidence,
mm-hmm,
to today, what will be the image of the Filipino? See, yun ang gusto kong malaman.
Mm-hmm.
Kung pagkain lang ang pag-aaralan ko, ano magiging itsura natin? Tayo ba ay magmumukhang isang society na marangal at magaling? I wonder, no? That has become the main reason, Iha, that I study food. And there have been some very nice discoveries, no?
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I look at the dictionaries nung panahon ng mga Kastila.
Mm-hmm.
In one of the dictionaries, meron siyang sinulat about how Filipinos like to eat together. They really prefer eating together rather than eating by themselves. Tapos, if you look at dictionaries from other parts of the country, Ganon din yung sinasabi. Yung Filipino, mahilig talaga pag kumakain, sana may kasama.
Mm-hmm.
Oo. The most important word siguro sa mga nakita ko ay naya-naya. Naya-naya means, number one, to feed other people, to entertain other people. Tapos, number two, masayang tao. Hindi ba ang mga nagluluto? Masaya sila pag kumakain kayo o kuha kayo uli.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, maski wala silang permiso, kukuha na lang sila. They'll put it on your plate and you have to finish it. Diba?
That's true. Well,
Papa Francisco said, finish all your food. Oh, so, maski busog na busog ka na, wala kang choice because she
may pabaon pa.
May pabaon pa. So, in our culture, it is not only an eating culture.
Yeah.
It is a feeding culture. And we provide happiness for not only the ones eating, but that entire food chain.
May mga tips ba kayo na pwedeng ibahagi, lalong-lalo na para sa amin, na malalayo sa mga ingredients na ating minahal at talagang hinahanap-hanap?
Well, una sa ngayon, mas madali magluto ng pagkaing Pilipino kasi marami naman ingredients that real ingredients, Filipino, the Filipino ingredients, no? You can buy them almost all over the place now.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even buy them online. But the other thing, you can substitute whatever you have there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when we talk about Philippine cooking, we talk about homeland Philippine cooking. And we talk about the diaspora Philippine cooking. That's one way we classify the cooking. You are enriching Filipino cuisine when you make the substitutions. And you are also enriching the cuisine of the country to where you have relocated. So it's important that we cook our food well, our Filipino food well. We're very proud about it. And we share it with others, with the happiness that must come with the food, no? As I said, Filipino food is not only about the food and beverage itself, but it's also the attitude with which it is served, no?
Mm-hmm.
We want to make it always a happy experience for everyone. It's not just the cooking, it's not just the food, it's the spirit that the food represents.
Nakakatuwa, ang dami-dami kong gusto pang matutunan. At sa pagkakaalam ko, may mga pagkakataon pa po kayo na magbahagi ng mga kwento at impormasyon sa mga kababayan natin dito sa Australia sa tulong ng Filipino Food Movement Australia. Pwede nyo ba kaming bigyan ng konting detalya tungkol sa gaganaping Sahog Talks?
Ang Sahog Talks, nako. Ang alam ko lang dyan, tatanungin ako. And then they said it's going to start off with stories about kare-kare.
Wow. Yum.
Oh. At saka yung kare-kare na yan talagang mystery. It's a mystery up to now.
Oh.
But what we have uncovered so far, katuwa. Ngayon, alam mo, ngayon ko lang ibubuo. At yan lang sa kare-kare, makakaabot tayo kung saan. Kaya sana, makinig naman kayo, manood naman kayo.
At mapapanood ng live sa social media platform ng FMMA ngayong Sabado, 13 ng Hunyo, ang Sahog Talks. Maraming salamat, Ma'am Felice Santa Maria Prudente.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.